The Boat of Destiny. We ordinary people in our bittersweet middle age between maturity and seniority seem inevitably hesitant about what to do when we have experienced all the gains and losses of life. Everything appears so ambiguous that black and white may not be mutually exclusive, nor anything can be absolutely defined as right or wrong. That's why they say people's life begins at 40. And instead of declining toward the end, rather, it opens the way to a second maturity. It will do better if one spares time to do some meditation. Think hard and calmly. What is fate? What is luck? Never mind time and tide. Let bygones be bygones. What really matters is the present and future. Yes, there are things in life that are destined, such as the country, the family where you were born. It's beyond your power to choose. That is fate. As for luck when you're grown up, whether it is good or bad depends entirely on yourself. You and nobody else can turn the tide. Is any fortune teller able to do that for you? None whosoever. Your life is yours. You are your own master. If you deny yourself the role, how can fate favor you? As a rule, bad things come suddenly and you are caught unawares. In contrast, good things are long coming. What is important in life is not your birth, but your way of living. Why not take your destiny for a boat and be the helmsman of it? Trim the sail to the wind and travel to the vast sea of life to enjoy riding the wind and cleaving the waves. Life begins with the comedy of birth and ends up in the tragedy of death. You can change your luck if you make the best of your fate. There is no telling what befalls you is fortune or misfortune, but how you take it, with pleasure or in grief, is your own choice. Look forward, never look back. Forget destiny. Create conditions for good luck. Once the tide is turned, good luck is around the corner.